From Trailblaze, this is Anchored, a roadie-themed podcast style low-sodium option for the Ocean State's sea saltiest opinions. We're your host, Shay.
And Elise, and today we're going on a date with our first ever Golden Seagull Award winner in Rhode Island's favorite Insta and Twitter account, R.I. Probs.
Welcome back, loyal listeners, and if you're joining us for the first time, welcome to the show and to our version of interviewing people, dates. So if you haven't already given us a follow on our socials, check us out at Anchored the Show.
And today we're going on Shay's dream date.
Are you guys Gina Raimondo? Because that's what... Gina here?
Yeah, Gina's... I'm sorry, she's busy. But in the studio, it's kind of, we have the minds. Yes, the minds, multiple... behind Anchored's and likely everyone else who lives in the 401's favorite meme account, R.I. Probs, Aaron Chuli. Chuli, like, dang it.
Yeah, that's
Chuli.
It. Chuli.
It's like Chewy, the pet thing, but with an L, I'm guessing.
We don't know.
Yeah.
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 That's even a better way to explain.
Phonetics. Yes.
there you go. One time I met a guy whose name was Penny. He goes, like, the nickel. What? How does that even, I was out of my mind about it. It was a whole thing. Either way, they are not to be confused with Dale Chihuly, internationally known glass artist, and my third favorite RISD educated artist.
Yeah, that's fancy. Yeah. Fancy.
I am fancy. I sure fucking am.
So back to our guests, though. We are very excited to have Aaron and Russell on today. Aaron, Russell, first, are you guys brother and sister, cousins, married, or all of the above?
Just married.
Good. Okay. Good. Just well, married.
In all senses of the word, we are only married and we just got married less than a year ago.
Yeah.
6 months.
Congratulations. I'm assuming in the middle of the pandemic, unless you guys live on Mars, right?
Yes. Yep.
Was it like tiny or was it a super spreader?
We got married in April. So we had to have everybody get tested before they could even get in, like per the state laws at the time. And we only had like 80 people. So nothing too crazy, but
nice.
We did it.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Nice. I like that you followed the rules too. It wasn't a super spreader.
Right? You try.
Unlike SantaCon, I think.
Yeah. Unlike a lot of other things.
So are you guys excited to go on this double date with Elise and I?
We are.
Absolutely.
You're a little nervous, I'm sure. But everybody is. It's okay. We'll be gentle. Either way. So I was obviously too busy to pay attention, and I was going back and liking all of your Insta posts. So now that we got that out of the way, it's time for our date. So we've prepared a few of our favorite typical first date questions to help us and our listeners get to know you guys as humans, not just your internet presence. So given there are two of you, whole, beautiful humans, we want you both to answer. So speak up. I also may have recently read a Cosmo article, Why at the Doctor's Office, very nouveau feminist of me.
What, going to the doctor?
Yes. Preventive care. So I have a few questions to throw out in the mix. Hmm.
And also, we'll be asking some questions about the R.I. Prop social media account, because I am the kind of person that asks about work on dates.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Before we even get started, how did you guys meet before you were married?
In high school, actually.
High school? Really?
Yeah, high school sweethearts.
And then you went to college together or separately? Or maybe you didn't go to college. I don't know what your life is.
We did, just in different states from each other. And then we came back together in Rhode Island.
Okay, we're going to have a whole nother podcast about like how that worked, but we'll get to that later, I promise. All right, cool. So it lasted.
Yeah, it lasted.
Good.
Cool. All right, let's get started.
Yeah. Before we do get started, given you're the internet, what's your other favorite account? Like, is it Gossip Girl? Is it something else?
Good question.
Thank you.
I love sports and like the information around sports.
Okay.
So I don't know if I have one in particular, but that sort of theme of statistics or news, kind of breaking news in sports is very addicting for me. I love that stuff.
Okay, I'm not sports people, so I have nothing to follow up that with.
I'm sports people.
I was like, okay, sure, that sounds great. And you, Aaron? I'm assuming you're Aaron and you're Russell.
I mean,
assume correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to.
That gave me time to think. So now I have an answer. Lately, I've been into, I don't know if you've watched her, her name's Corporate Natalie.
Okay.
On Instagram. Makes fun of the 9 to 5 and work from home because we both do have 9 to 5s regularly. so it's just kind of a nice, like, oh, somebody else feels our pain.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Speaking of accounts you follow, I have noticed that you guys are following 401 people exactly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah. Are we? Mm. That like that wasn't intentional.
But what if?
Yeah, so somehow, I guess it's just a coincidence.
Very nice, Kanye. Very nice.
All right. So our first question, and it's a tough one.
Wait, do you guys even follow us? You better go on the internet right now and look.
We'll drop somebody and put you there.
Yeah. That's the problem with having 401 followers is you can't follow anybody else. You
give me the list. Give me the list. I'll tell you who you can bump. I'll check it out. I'll let you know. I'll send you some recs.
Okay? Or we'll get the area code changed to 402.
No, no way.
Just for this.
First of all, that's Nebraska. Oh. Lincoln area. Lincoln, oh. Omaha.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, look I know. That. I'm good.
You should go on Jeopardy.
Probably not. That's really all. The extent of my knowledge is right there.
That's it. All right. So first question, toughest one, is what is RI Probs? How did it begin? And how would you describe it to your in-laws that might not think that your job is legitimate?
I can answer the how it began. So when I went to a different college in a different state from Russell, I was in Pennsylvania, kind of central PA. I was the only person from Rhode Island at my school. So I would say things and about like a carriage, putting the carriage back or just different foods or I don't really have an accent, but some things when I say they kind of have an accent, they, my friends would just be so confused. And I was just like, I'm going to start this Twitter account. So that's how it really began in my dorm room, just kind of tweeting random things. I think it actually started, it's been a while, but it was Rhode Island girl problems first. And then we brought it.
Smart. Intersectionality. Problems, yeah.
Everybody has problems here. There we go.
The truth. So how would you describe it to your in-laws who don't think it's a real job?
Yeah, that's a great question because I think most people would probably describe it as a meme account or, you know, just an Instagram page. I think it's more of a reflection of the community. You know, we kind of create the content, but I didn't really make up the pothole jokes or the coffee jokes or the rubber actor jokes. It's all stuff that I heard as a kid growing up, and I still hear it around town. So I think it's just more of a reflection of Rhode Island and the people that kind of make this state so special.
So you're running for office. Hear it. All right. Got it. I hear it. Got it. Heard. All right. So that's obviously a very easy question for you to answer, sir. But here's a tougher one. What is one question that you wished more people asked you?
Heavy hitter.
Coming out swinging. Call me Rob Levine. Sorry. God. Has he ever tried to sue you? We can talk about that later.
I mean, I would love. I really don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't really get asked many questions at all.
I think it's hard because people don't know who we are.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's always been on purpose in a way. So people don't have their own impressions based on, you know, like, just who we are.
Sure.
We want it to be like a brand and a company almost more than an individual.
Yeah. Okay.
But in a way, I would like if people kind of asked us more about us.
Sure.
But I guess that comes with the territory.
Aaron, personally, what is one question you wished Russell asked you more?
Oh, God.
This is going to get cut.
Yeah. No, it's not. We have executive privilege.
Ooh, how about this? Instead of what question you wish people to ask you, what do you want people to know about the account that they might not already know?
You're good.
For me, I mean, I like the part of our account that I kind of mentioned this in the other question, is just that interacts with the community. We have partnerships with a bunch of different companies, and we do collaborations with businesses. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty important, and I would love other people to sort of understand the work that we do within the community. Outside of just telling a joke or two a couple times a day, we've raised money for charities and other stuff, and I think that's kind of cool to get people to know.
Absolutely, Good job. Excellent. Yeah. He is running for office. This is a long con. Stepping stones.
Heads up, Rydot. That's the long con.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be the head of Rydot someday.
That'd be terrifying.
I have plenty of ideas.
Yeah.
So this next question is Elise's signature question, so I'm not sure why I'm asking it, but what is your favorite kind of sandwich? Please provide both at home and deli prepared options. And if you're comfortable, please tell us the delis or sandwich shops that you would get these sandwiches at.
That specific sandwich that you want. Mm-hmm. And you're answering separately.
You can go first.
No, it's your favorite food.
Yeah. So sandwiches actually are my favorite food.
Same.
Beautiful.
Erin doesn't accept it as an answer to my favorite food because there's just so many different kinds of sandwiches.
There's 40 different kinds of meatloaf, and people accept meatloaf as an answer.
Meat should not be in loaf, but that's another thing.
Nail it down to one. I got to go with a Philly cheesesteak.
Okay. Where are you getting it?
I think that's been my favorite when I was a kid. I think I'm going to make that myself.
That's your home sandwich? Yeah. What are you getting out of the streets?
I can find my way around the kitchen pretty easy. I'm pretty confident there. So I think I would make the sandwich rather than buy it.
Nice.
Wow.
I don't know.
Erin, what kind of sandwich is Russell making you?
He makes me like a tuna melt on a bagel.
Hot tuna.
Oh,
mayo, cheddar cheese.
Speaking of food. Okay, so this is a serious one. So given any choice of any Rhode Islander, dead or alive.
Speaking of food.
Sorry, dead or alive. Who would you want to have dinner with and where? You guys can answer separately as a couple if you want a double date, one human. I don't know what your throuple life is like.
So many people don't really know is from Rhode Island. Her name is Jennifer Lee. She is the head of Disney Animation now. She's from East Providence and / Barrington. And I actually used to work at Disney, so I think it'd be nice to pick her brain a little bit.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
Oh,
that's why I'm wearing a Disney shirt right now, for sure. I knew that. I'm psychic. That was.
Are you? Oh, good. I didn't even see it.
Yeah. Erin, what was it like to work at Disney? Is it a lot like living in East Providence?
No, it was great. It was fun. It was, very hot.
So I'm assuming you were in Florida.
Yeah, Florida. A lot of people on vacations that, want things the way they want them. But
what did you do? Were you a princess?
Were you a chipmunk?
No, gosh. I worked at the front gate of Magic Kingdom, did a couple different things, and then I helped with the parades as well.
So speaking of meeting people or well-known people, have you met any well-known people because of your ownership of RI Probs?
A few.
Definitely met the radio personalities that, growing up, you're like, who are they? So that's been cool to get to know them and to actually have, a face to the name that you hear. I feel like for me, that's been a neat opportunity.
I wouldn't have met anybody, but definitely interacted with a lot of people. Olivia Culpo, DJ Pauly D.
DJ Pauly D? Did he ask about me? We were friends for a little while. Hung out a couple times.
Did you?
No.
Oh, okay. Never know if you're serious. Yeah.
I want to hang out, so tell him about me. Anybody else famous?
Who's the lady that sung
Mary Halsey.
Oh yeah,
the lady who raps. The horn and the
funky books. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, classic RI question here, and it's a twofer. Why do you think people like the RI Probs account, and why do you think that they dislike the RI Probs account if they dislike the RI Probs account?
So I'll pick this one. I think I got some pretty good answers for this one. I think why they like it. Rhode Island is a very unique sort of area. It's so small that everything sort of pertains to everybody. And if you think of, California or Texas or Florida, the things that, the people in the southern parts of the state kind of interact with are different from the northern parts of the state or so on. In Rhode Island, it's all the same. So I think we've sort of been able to capture everybody in one thing. And I think that's almost the answer why people don't like it, is because we make fun of everything, including ourselves. So we're going to make fun of you at some point, and some people don't like that.
I love it.
Put it
I
that way.
Who's gotten upset with you?
Who you got beef with?
Mm-hmm. There's plenty of people.
Nice.
I don't know, nobody, no like real beef, just, you know, so everybody gets a little
You are somewhat sensitive. Disrespectful to Mr. Lemon. I will put that out there. You seem like a big Dells group. I don't know if yeah. that's just me naming you, but assuming me and my friends do have some problems. It's me. I'm your beef.
Yeah.
Would you admit right here, right now, that you are, in fact, Dell's people and you're not equal opportunity frozen lemonade people?
Oh, absolutely.
There it is.
We've never had it.
You've never even had Mr. Lemon?
We grew up on the East Bay, so like all of our stuff was always Dell's at like field trips or field days. It was just Dell's.
I can imagine that. I can understand that. I can understand that.
That's fair. That's
but I will find out when opening day is for Mr. Lemon, and we will meet there, and I will bring cash because they only accept cash, and then I will buy you some Mr. Lemon, and then I'll look you in your eyes, and you'll tell me which is better, because Dells don't have Tutti Frutti. Just putting it out there. They don't have Tutti Frutti.
Elisa's also not going to blink when she's looking at you in the eyes.
Intense.
It's weird.
I've been watching a talent.
Yeah. Lemon.
I've been watching a lot of Sopranos, though, so I just feel very, you know, forceful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just started the Sopranos.
Feeling very aggressive.
It's a big moment.
Okay, so I'm saving the best question for last that, you know, on a date. What is a red flag for you guys? Like, for when you were, did you guys date other people? Have you only ever known each other? I don't know what your life is.
We did.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what's a green flag?
I'll say when he or she kind of supports your interests or passions, even if they're not there, the other person's.
I actually brought Russ on to this example.
That's beautiful. We're being supportive together.
I love that.
Tell us what it's like to be in a supportive relationship.
It's great. I mean, honestly, sometimes it teaches at least me about our relationship because we don't always agree on what each other posts or says. Or I remember I used to get a little snippy in the comments back to people, and I had to, you know, get a little talking to about it. So, you know, we work it out, and it's hard not to just argue with people all the time. But you know.
Yeah, girl, who you telling?
Oh yeah,
I feel
like it's kind of like that's why they pick on us because they don't know who we are. But yeah, like, we can kind of. Yeah, sometimes we have to give.
Sometimes
back.
People forget there's a human bond.
Yeah,
they're not the nicest.
Do you guys have your own personal accounts that you go and like your Rhode Island Prob stuff with?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I run social media as like that's my everyday job, my full-time job.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of use almost every platform every day.
You literally are the internet.
Yes, I am the internet.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
I loosely work in IT, and I'm. Every day I'm just more and more confused and terrified. So
are you guys going to start doing reels on Instagram since apparently Instagram is becoming a TikTok competitor?
We're heading that way. That's definitely the way social media in general is going. So, you know, we'll be on that road with them. And it'll be, I guess, interesting to see where we go with that because we don't use our faces. So to create content, especially video content,
honestly,
without us in it, will be a challenge.
This is serendipitous. I have a face and pretty much no shame. So
no shame.
Let's go.
No shame.
I'll go be a fake dancing cop in the middle of the street.
That, Mr. Lemon, we have a whole list going now.
Yeah, it's a tufa. Yeah.
Oh, yes, we do have technical questions.
We have technical questions?
How do you work an iPhone? No.
I was like, what?
What is it like running an account with so many followers? Like, how do you, like, manage, like, when you get messages in the inbox and you don't know who that you want to respond to? Like, how do you decide what's worthy of your time and not?
I guess this is a weird answer, but you just kind of decide.
Yeah.
So, you know, people send us, like, all kinds of stuff, like, the things they want to repost or ideas they have or just the something they thought of. To me, like, we get so much of it. If it's not something I'm going to use or like I want to learn more about or intend on responding to, I just kind of let it go. I can't really respond to everybody.
Do people really slide into your DMs like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
It's usually just like resending a post they saw on some other account or a picture they took.
It's like a notification.
Sort of. And then we'll have people reach out with either a question or something else.
What's the weirdest question you've received?
I think you got one recently where it's like someone's asking for
a way
to log into Facebook. And we're like,
somebody wanted us to be like their trusted friend on Facebook so that we could help them log in when they got locked out.
I'm all set. That's some shit Shay would ask.
That was my request. Yeah.
Will you be my trusted verified account?
Will you be my Facebook beneficiary, please? Wow. Yeah, totally. Okay. That's fun. That's a fun question.
Do you guys ever see RI Probs ending? Like, not like the problems in Rhode Island going away. Like, that's never going to happen. But that's also a systemic issue that we can have a different conversation about. But, like, in general, like, do you see the account retiring at some point? You know, you guys have little chewies.
Little problems running around.
Little problems.
I don't see it ending, but I do sort of even anticipate it evolving. Having done this for so long, and as I'm sure as most people know, telling jokes on the internet in 2022 is risky. So it works for us, and we try to play it as safe as we possibly can. But we, you know, now that we have this following and all these connections with businesses and everything, we are trying to sort of, I guess, transition into like a community brand, community involvement type of thing, and work that way kind of slowly.
Cool.
That sounds it seems pretty cool that you guys are found a way to be connected to the community through, as you said earlier, what some people would describe as a meme account, but it really is bringing people together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a laugh at ourselves type of thing. We're not really, we do make fun of everybody, but it's never really like specifically pointing anybody out. We're always kind of making fun of ourselves.
Except for the Department of Transportation.
Yeah.
You guys have like direct
with them.
They deserve it though. So
many potholes.
A lot of them are the municipality's issue.
Yeah. Do you guys have a favorite meme that you've done?
I think my favorite is about the airport. The original version of it, it said now landing in Providence, and it's Meryl Streep yelling, "We're actually in Warwick." I think that's my favorite.
I think that's my favorite too. It's just like a little simple little joke that like anybody who's ever flown into Providence, like you would never really think of it, but you know, when you look back, kind of like, wait, I'm in a totally different town, city. So it's one of those things that kind of hits you when you see it.
How do you guys find a balance between being on social media and having time off of social media
to enjoy your own social media?
Yeah, or enjoy your own life without social media.
I feel like for Russ and I, it's different because he works in social media and I don't, where like my social media time is mainly RI Probs, and like I'll do that in blocks. And then for my regular, it's usually just like everybody else, kind of like, oh, okay, scroll for 5 minutes here, scroll there. We try not to let it take over personal events. And like when we're on our honeymoon, we didn't do anything. Like certain things will kind of put the barrier up.
We're pretty good about not. Like constantly being on social media and you're spending time together. But the tough part is that social media doesn't shut down at 5 p.m. It's like a 24/7 thing. So you do sort of have to be aware and on it all the time.
Yeah. It's one of the reasons I hate the internet.
Yeah. Are you saying that you hate Russell since he is the internet?
No, I don't hate Russell. I like Russ.
Do you have a set posting schedule or do you just go on and post whenever you feel like it?
For a while we did. Especially when we started, we only had the Twitter account, and I was taking marketing classes at the time and just sort of was able to kind of use what I was learning in my marketing classes and apply it to this Twitter account, kind of in learning in real time. And so I was paying attention to our demographic, and when we first started, it was a lot of like high school and college students that were following us. So we decided we would post around their schedule. So we post them early in the morning, sometime around 7:38, because that's when they're waking up before they get to school. We post around lunchtime, even though they're not supposed to be on their phones in school at lunch. Most people are. They're going to see it then. We post after school. We post and then like after dinner-ish. Try to hit them when they would be using Twitter. Put that same strategy.
Yeah.
Put that same strategy towards Instagram and Facebook. But our demographic is kind of spread just throughout all of our island now. And with the algorithms and social media, when you post isn't really as important as what you post.
What year do you guys feel that RI Probs like took off? Was it after year like five, or was it year one, or was there a meme that just like set you over the edge?
I think this is a two-part question.
It's a twofa.
Because we started on Twitter and we got to 100,000 followers.
That's awesome. I have like 126.
Pretty fast. A couple of years. And then Instagram kind of took over and Twitter died.
Yeah.
And so we have 100,000 followers. 25,000 followers on Twitter, but everything on Instagram, even with only 75,000 followers on Instagram, does way, way better. So we almost had to like build that up from scratch and start over on a whole new platform.
Mm.
So I don't really remember when we feel like we hit 100,000. It might have been like 2015 or 16, and then we had to like start over on Instagram, and we just hit 75,000 2 days ago. So mm-hmm. I think that was a nice little mark.
That's really awesome. Congratulations.
75K.
Thank you.
Before we, and I really just want to honor, that's awesome. That's one of the reasons you got the Golden Seagull Award.
The 75K carat Seagull Award.
Yep.
I wish I could put on my shelf.
We can get you. We can try and find you one.
That seagull in that photo, will find that seagull and we will give it to you.
It fell into like a bottle, like a vat of like turmeric or something, which is why it was golden. For real. It was
just a little bit of Dawn soap, like the commercial.
Exactly. It's gentle enough for baby dolphins.
And golden seagulls.
Exactly. So, Russell, I have one follow-up question before we end this. It's, again, because you're the internet, I see a lot of, like, opportunity or, like, stories out there about how women can sell pictures of their feet on the internet. How do I do that?
Oh, boy.
Like, you don't know that? I figured just, like, that's how the internet works.
I know a lot of pictures of my feet on the internet. So, I don't have a ton of experience with the...
Okay. Could you ask around, maybe?
Yeah, I might. I know a guy.
Yeah, the other side of the internet. The dark web.
Just Google it.
Yeah.
I always, whenever I turn my Gmail to dark mode or my phone to dark mode, I'm always like, dark web. It's not. It's not. That's not how it works.
It's not the dark
web. My boss doesn't think that's funny either. So, folks, if folks don't already follow you guys on Instagram or the Twitters, how or where should they follow you on social media?
On Twitter, we are at RI Probs with a Z.
Z.
On Instagram, it's Rhode Island, so spelt out Rhode Island Probs, also with a Z. And then Facebook, it's just at RI Probs.
Oh.
Again with a Z.
Again with a Z.
And I'm going to ask, why did you go with the Z instead of the S?
At one point, when we were turning into RI Probs versus Rhode Island Girl Problems,
yes,
we asked, people, would you rather have an S or a Z? And they voted a Z. So it's stuck.
Because we're cool. Z's with a cool.
All right. Well, we want people to follow us too. So you can do that at Anchored the Show. And we're going to change the area code so that Aaron and Russell can follow us to make it 402.
No, we won't. We're going to ruin someone else's life.
We have followed you. We are officially followed.
We're followed.
Nice.
Done. It only took getting you on a podcast to... Have you actually follow it?
The long con.
The medium con.
The medium con.
The long con is being his campaign staffer when he runs for office. That's the long con.
So everybody can find us on social media at Anchored the Show. We're on the big four: Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. But most importantly, Elise,
don't forget to stay salty. Thanks for having coming on, guys.
Yeah, this was fun. Thanks for having us.
Anchored is produced by Trailblaze Media, along with myself, Elise Swearingen, and Shay Weintraub. From Trailblaze Media, Ezra Winters is our executive producer.